This is Tom Rowe. You're tuned in to WGXC, and today we're here with the Bard percussion program, or a few students and teachers, I guess, from the Bard percussion program. We have David Daig, John Colazzo, and Petra Ellick.
Yes.
And David, you are the teacher. What is your role there?
I'm the percussion teaching fellow. It's a two-year graduate level position. It's modeled after the piano fellowship that Bard College Conservatory has. So I am currently starting my second of four semesters at serving the percussion studio.
And where did you come from? All over? Is that what I heard?
Yeah. Most recently, I lived in Hungary for a year. I was working at the Liszt Academy as a student of Zoltán Rácz, and it was funded by a Fulbright grant, and I recently came back and started a Bard in the fall.
And how did you get into first find yourself interested in percussion?
Well, it was a very, very unextraordinary, typical percussionist story of it was time to choose a band instrument towards the end of elementary school, and I knew I wanted to play percussion. They seemed like they had the most fun. And all of the elementary music teachers, whenever they were grooming the students who would actually join band and not just quit after a year, or kids that thought it was silly or whatever, they always emphasized, now percussion's very difficult. And I thought, well, if it's difficult, then bring it on. So,
do you like math too?
I do. I enjoy math. I enjoy the analytical side to music, and so being a percussionist and encountering all of these different types of music that have really, really interesting structures and even simpler, more transparent structures that are entire pieces written by non-traditional notation, sometimes lists of words or numbers, and you apply certain rhythmic processes to those things. Very, very fascinating. It's definitely a heady number side to things.
And Petra and John, where did you guys come from?
I'm from Hungary, so not close to here.
and John, where are you from?
Originally, I was born in Manhattan, but I've been kind of a nomad for my life as well. I live in Florida right now, but in Orlando, Florida right now. But I'm here back to school, kind of almost back home.
And what about you two? How did you get into percussion?
Well, my story is a little bit interesting, or more interesting than David.
I bet it is.
Yeah, because my parents are musicians too. So my father is a marching band conductor, and when I was 7 or 8, they always left me with my grandparents, and I got bored of that. I really didn't want to stay at home, and they had a tour in Poland. So I stand in front of them, and I tell them that I really want to go, so I'm not going to stay at home. And my dad told me that I only can go if I play an instrument, and I play the piano, so that's not so helpful in the marching band. And finally, he told me that since I can read the music, I can just stand back there with those guys and then just pick one instrument and play that rhythm which is in the music. I was like, all right, that sounds reasonable and doable. So basically, I started there, and it seemed fun, and I loved it. So I went to secondary school in Hungary with that, and that's how I basically ended up being a percussionist.
And John, how about you?
So when we were in, my grandfather used to own a building in Harlem, and downstairs there was a Chinese place, like a couple storefronts down. And whenever my mom and dad used to get Chinese food, they would grab a bunch of extra chopsticks. And my grandmother used to keep pots and pans in the lowest cupboards under the sink. So I would pull them out and I'd try to set them up in a makeshift drum set type of thing. I remember trying to figure out how to do cymbals. That was the hardest part, and I tried to get them up there. But that's kind of the first thing. And then when I was 5, I was in Jersey at that point. That was when I had my first drum set, and I still have that drum set today. That's the only drum set I've ever had. So it's just kind of stuck with me for a while. And then when I got into middle school in Florida, that was the first time I learned how to read music and saw, I even see an instrument like the timpani or xylophone or orchestral snare drums or anything like that. And then the rest is history from that.
And we've got you guys here in part because of with Soak Percussion, we've set up this reality radio from now until May, I guess, where people can tune into your rehearsal space, basically. Is that how it works?
A second home space kind of thing.
Yeah, so the percussion studio at the conservatory really is for all of us involved in the program. So myself and Petra and John, and there are a total of 8 students in addition to myself, and they spend a whole lot of time.
This is a relatively new facility too, right?
It is. It was opened 2012?
2 years
ago.
So
13.
Yeah, 2013 maybe. So it's a relatively new facility. We have 2 separate rooms comprise the percussion studio space, and the reality radio equipment is set up in the larger of the 2 rooms. So the main space where rehearsals happen, a lot of personal practice and things of that sort. Sometimes you'll hear shuffling around and things like that. It's a good room to tap into. A lot happens in that room.
It's a busy space.
Yes.
So and so people can tune in at all hours and maybe hear somebody cleaning up or mice. If somebody didn't clean up.
I hope there's not mice in the studio.
Having percussion sessions late at night. You don't think that's what happens there at 4 or 5 in the morning?
Maybe not at that point. But I think a lot of these guys do play pretty late into the night.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Well, you guys can talk a little bit. Maybe it makes sense for you guys to talk a little bit about how you best use your time since you live on the campus, and you guys are both engaged in a dual degree program,
yeah.
And so so finding the time to practice is really challenging for these since they're undergraduate students and they're engaged in a double degree program.
Yeah. So basically, our schedule is pretty busy, so the finding the practice time is really hard. So that's why mostly we have practice time at 8, from 8 until like whatever. Mm-hmm. John likes to practice until like midnight or so.
Yeah, for me personally, I just do better at night. I'm not the greatest morning person, but I know I can get stuff done at night.
And if you're just joining us, we are talking with John Collazo, David Degg, and Petra Ellick from the Bard College Percussion Program, and talking a little bit, too, about the reality radio that's been set up in their rehearsal studio until May, where you can tune in and listen. And I guess, you were saying before that the So Percussion guys go away for weeks sometimes at a time, and so the students have more of a chance to work things out, or wood shop or whatever, and without the So Percussion guys necessarily sticking their heads in and saying, oh, what's that? But now they're going to be able to listen from afar and text or call and basically stick their head in the door, right?
That is accurate. And they do tune in to the reality radio. It's a very valuable resource for them. Just as if, like you said, it's a chance for them to remotely check in every once in a while and see what's happening. And for that matter, they have in the past on those longer stretches, maybe if it's not a week between lessons, but perhaps a 2 weeks or so between lessons, they have done video lessons and things like that. So this is actually now a really hugely valuable resource because the audio is already there. It's already set up. If they need to make an appointment to have one of the students play for them, the student can literally just walk in the studio and play, and they can offer some feedback.
And so the audio sounds great on the microphone too. It sounds really clear and just precise. It was amazing when I first listened to it. It was really awesome.
It does. It's very clear. You have no trouble hearing what happens in that room, which definitely is important to consider every time you step foot in that room.
Yeah. Yeah. It is interesting having a microphone where everybody can hear you and you don't know who might or may not be listening to you.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much today. David Degg, John Colazzo, and Petra Ellick. Did I get those names close enough?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Others,
from the Bard College Percussion Program, and you can tune into them on Reality Radio and February 8th at the Rhinecliff?
Morton Library. Rhinecliff.
And April 19th at the Fisher Center on the Bard College campus.
That's great.
All right. Thanks so much for coming out today.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
All right.